It's time for Financial Freedom Friday with Matt Terrio.
Money, wealth, those are both very personal issues. And the perceived risks associated with increasing wealth, with making money, often become a hindrance for many people. You know, risks, they should be addressed in every financial deal you are considering. And while they should be considered, I encourage you to develop a comprehensive investment plan to establish a clear, direct path to alleviate fears and keep all actions focused on the end result. I've shared with you how with a shift in mindset and a whole lot of focused effort, I was able to exit the rat race in less than 4 years. Now, although I believe anyone can do it, you know, I've become pretty clear over the years that most people won't. I mean, my results are not the norm. So as you take on real estate for your financial freedom vehicle, I recommend creating a conservative 10-year portfolio building plan. If you knock it out in 4 years, great. But create a conservative 10-year portfolio building plan. And your plan should begin with the end in mind. Cast out and envision your thoughts and your ideas of where you want to end up. And work your way back to where you currently stand. And once that's established, then just take the first step and don't stop until you get there. That's how simple it can be. So what should be the first step? Well, the first step that just about anyone can take, regardless of where you want to end up, the step that just about anyone can take is to first look at yourself, your current situation, and evaluate what you're working with. Specifically, identify and move your low yield assets into high yield assets. That's the essence of what you want to start, where you want to start. You know, assets such as your home equity, 401k or other retirement accounts, your income, your relationships, they should all be leveraged for optimum return. So identify low yielding assets and start moving them into higher yielding assets. You know, while the majority of financial planners, they rail against cashing out retirement accounts, I'll gladly and confidently argue that these types of funds can be utilized to successfully collect far greater returns and more quickly. This first part of the process, preparing to invest, it typically takes some personal soul searching. I understand. You're human. And it almost always requires a change in mindset. But once you've searched your soul and you've shifted your mindset, once your funds are available, whether they're your funds or a partner's funds, an investor's funds, a lender's funds, or maybe just your own intellectual currency, the 10-year portfolio building plan can now be set in motion. And depending on the resources that you do have available, just get your first property, get that one under your belt, perhaps two, but at least one. And once the original properties, they begin to bring in cash flow, this money should be reinvested to further the 10-year plan. You know, each time an investment property yields a return, whether it's all the cash flow collected or the appreciation experienced on the property, or maybe a combination of both, the process can then be replicated and momentum can be built and increased to achieve the financial goals that dreams are made of. You know, having a clear 10-year portfolio building plan is important in staying the course. And it's important to dissuade the temptations of cashing out early. So what I advocate is not a get-rich-quick scheme, but a get-rich-permanently plan. 10 years, that may sound like a ways down the road, but it's going to be here before you know it. Meaning, where would you be today if you got started 10 years ago? I mean, think about what you were doing 10 years ago. Where were you? What were you doing? Who were you hanging out with? A decade can fly by, can't it? Whether you get started today or not, the next decade is going to happen. It's going to pass. The question is, where do you want to be financially once it does? Listen, whether you decide to execute your plan implementing the strategies taught inside of the Epic Pro Academy, or leverage our team at Cashflow Savvy to do all the heavy lifting for you, or you decide to do neither and just get started with what and who you already know, don't dismiss today's message as one of those feel-good moments or one of those that makes a lot of sense type moments, or I'm going to get around to that pretty soon type moment. Don't let it pass as one of those moments and then fail to take action on it. Regardless of how you get started, just get started. If you need help creating your 10-year plan, go to cashflowsavvy.com, download our cash flow report, and we'll be in touch shortly to help. Why? Just because. That's what we do. At the end of the day, you know, we only have a half a dozen or so decades each to play with. Which decade of those six that you got to play with, which one are you going to choose to take on and create your financial freedom? Get started. I'm Matt Theriault, and I'll see you next week on another episode of Financial Freedom Friday.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.